Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meow Mix, Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And it is day two of the draft.
We missed one day.
Well, we did. I blame Dan Morgan because we were not supposed to pick. We were not supposed to pick day one. And both Jerry and I fell asleep before the draft was over. I fell asleep at like pick 30. So I barely missed it. I think you were a little earlier than that.
Yeah, I fell asleep around like 26 or so. Yeah. Like I was watching it and I was like, all right, yep, they're not trading up.
I mean, I think it was like well past midnight before like, the 32nd pick even happened.
Hey, just like most of our listeners, we have to work in the mornings and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, come on. Like, let's do this. Start the draft at 7.
Dude.
Start the first round at 7.
Seriously.
And all right, we're going to get to the picks, believe me. Start the draft at 7, and the first minute should be the first pick.
100%.
They don't need 10 minutes. The first pick has been on the clock since January. They don't need 10 extra minutes, especially in this draft when everybody in the world knew who the first pick was going to be. They still took almost the whole 10 minutes.
I personally think they need to go ahead and shrink it down even more because it was at 15 minutes.
It was at 15. Now it's at 10. Yeah.
Yeah. They need to shrink it down to like 5 minutes and just say, hey, if there's a trade going on, you send in a ticket saying trade and it gives you like an extra like 3.5 minutes to do the trade details. Because let's get this stuff rolling. Like,
well,
ridiculous.
That's the thing. If they're going to leave it at 10 minutes, then they really should move it up a little bit. I know 7 o'clock is 4 o'clock in California. I get it, but nobody cares about those people.
I mean, let's be honest. Like,
it's the East Coast world.
Look at the TV ratings, and you're 100% correct on.
Yeah, yeah. Those they're not watching the draft. I mean, some of them are, but as a whole, you know, who cares? Who cares about them? It's California. We're weird anyway. All right, so yeah, we're gonna. No offense, Jerry. I know that's where you came from. This is the draft. This is the draft episode. The Panthers did end up with a first-round pick. We're going to talk about that. They just made their second-round pick. And probably while we're doing this podcast, they'll have made their third-round pick. So we should be able to talk about all three. There's been some trades. Very active draft for the Panthers. So let's go ahead and start off with the first-round pick here, Jerry. A guy that you and I talked about.
Wide receiver Xavier Leggett. That's how you say his name because that's what he said.
Okay. He would know.
Yeah. Wide receiver out of South Carolina, 6'1", 220 pounds. We talked about him. I'll let you go ahead and then I'll talk about him a little bit myself. I know you're more positive than I am on him.
Well, you know, at first, given, you know, context here, the Panthers were at 33. They traded up to 32 with the Buffalo Bills to take Leggett. Not necessarily sure that was required, but that's what they decided
definitely
to
do.
Definitely
don't think it was.
Still
I
on
think
the board.
He got fleeced by his former boss, Brandon Mead.
It's possible. Still on the board, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but still on the board, A.D. Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman, several cornerbacks, including the white guy and Kool-Aid. So five or six really good first round graded players.
Yeah, talented.
They took Leggett, who is, you know, ESPN has ranked as the 5th overall wide receiver. So it's not a reach, right? They had him ranked 28th overall. So not a reach at all. Jerry.
In your opinion. In your opinion.
In mine and ESPN's opinion. Okay. Now, ESPN does have his pro comp as Jonathan Mingo. That's a bit concerning, but.
And I see a lot of that.
Yeah. But he does have size. Yeah, they have him listed at 6'1". I've seen him at 6'2", listed other places. So, you know, he's a tall 6'1", maybe. 220. He's a big receiver, big, strong receiver. Fast. He runs in the 4.3s. We wanted a receiver. We got a receiver. I think, Jerry, I mean, honestly, if we had gotten Leggett at 39, I feel like you'd be okay with it. But at 32, it feels like you think that's a little high.
I do. When I watched Leggett, my biggest thing was, okay, he's a big physical receiver. We just drafted Jonathan Mingo, who's a big physical receiver. That's why they drafted him. Mm-hmm. I feel like his tape and Jonathan Mingo's tape were very similar. It was a lot of body catches, a lot of limited route trees, a lot of getting him the ball in space. I will say his tape looked a lot better, but mm-hmm. it wasn't like, oh, wow, this guy's a premier. Now, his stats were a lot better last year, but he was also 5 years in college, and he had 42 catches before that. I hope he pans out. I know Dave Canales likes his big physical receivers, DK Metcalf in Seattle, and then Mike Evans in Tampa Bay, and I'm thinking he saw those in them. And if he turns out to be that, great. That is what I'm hoping for. But, man, he is a project in my eyes. He is a project that's a big physical receiver who doesn't run great routes but can go up and get the ball and can make special things happen when he gets the ball in his hands. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. With some of the other players, I felt like Ladd McConkey especially could get open a little bit faster, could be that more dip and dunk, something that fits more Bryce Young style.
Yeah.
But I do feel like this is obviously a Canales pick, a Morgan Canales pick, because this was not the quote-unquote sexy pick. So I am happy that I felt like the coach made the pick, unlike last year.
Yeah, I mean, say what you will, but that definitely seems to be the case. I mean, this is the guy, they met with him a ton pre-draft. Mm-hmm. This is the guy
told him that they were picking him.
This is the guy that said that, you know, if he was available at 33, they were definitely taking him. He said the Panthers told him that. Canales said, yeah, we told him that along with 50 other people. But, you know,
may have been trying to be covering your own behind.
It seems like that's what the most people think, right? Like even David Newton in the press conference was like, yeah, he kind of called you out a little bit on that and you had to come rescue in a bit. But yeah, I mean, first of all, had I been making the draft pick, probably would have gone with A.D. Mitchell or Ladd McConkey. Just full transparency, right? I don't dislike the pick. I don't dislike the pick. Wouldn't have been my first choice. That being said, I've done some more research over the last, you know, few hours and really since last night, watching some tape and, you know, reading a lot about this guy. And I like him a lot. And I'm wondering, what are the Panthers going to do with Mingo? Do they try to trade Mingo for maybe a fifth round pick or something? I mean, do they just move on from him? TMJ is obviously just a sunk cost at this point. Nobody's taking him. But Mingo, it feels like there might still be some value there.
I think if you could build Mingo up and build Mingo and Leggett, I'm going to mess mm-hmm. up his name quite a bit, a good bit. I think you could trade Mingo or you can have a big physical presence, a more reminiscent of a big physical receivers, and then you're going to have to go get another speedy guy if you don't re-sign Diontae Johnson. Now, I think both of them are projects and very similar. I think Leggett has more athletic abilities than Mingo does.
I agree.
And I also think Mingo didn't help himself last year with a lot of his play. But I also think a lot of last year, we're just going to have to put water under the bridge and just move on from that and just scrub that memory from our tape. So if we have Mingo becomes that solid guy, you just need a speed guy to even them out. That could be a nice little pairing. I'm hoping. I mean, Canales is a wide receiver coach originally. So
yeah, I mean, and remember, just because these guys maybe resemble each other doesn't mean that they can't play together. Mm-hmm. And if they can build Mingo up, remember, we have one guaranteed year of Diontae Johnson, probably just 1 year left of Adam Thielen. So if you can get Mingo up to snuff, you got two big physical wide receivers that you can put on either side, then you get your slot guy. I mean, that seems pretty,
mm-hmm.
pretty okay. If Mingo can be you know, if they can build him up to that. And he did show a little bit towards the end of last season. Like he's it looked like he was kind of coming along. He had a couple of nice games. So, again, like you said, you almost have to throw out everything offensively last season because it just wasn't working. Like nothing went right.
Well, I mean, that's what you get when you get a bunch of different philosophies shoving their own opinions down each other's throat. And then the person not even calling plays, well, most light, is the one who gets the final say and forces his own decisions down.
Right.
Like, I remember when we traded Upton 1, I said, I'm happy. I just want everybody to be on the same page or the guy that they want, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously that was wrong. I mean... And then we have James Campen, who had a different style of blocking scheme than Frank Reich wanted. I mean, I like Campen. I think he's a solid O-line coach, and I would be happy to have him again. But I just think the whole idea of the different philosophies ruined us.
Yeah.
You can't have a zone blocking scheme with power blocking scheme O-line. It just doesn't work. You can't have speed receivers for a physical receiving kind of style. It's just, it didn't work.
It didn't
I
work.
I do feel like,
go ahead.
Like this year, it seems like they're trying to trend that way. I still think, you know, Tepper is getting in his own way by like going to a restaurant and, you know, taking off someone else's hat.
Okay. And,
by the way, check out Twitter.
That doesn't have anything to do with the draft, but. Yeah, check out Twitter.
It shows
I agree,
that
but,
he still hasn't learned his lesson, in my opinion.
Well, he hasn't learned some lessons, but it does seem like he did learn lessons about cohesiveness within the organization because last year, you know, the thought was you bring in Frank Reich, you bring in these different what word am I looking for? Philosophies, right? You bring in the different philosophies that you're going to mesh them and make a stronger, playbook or, you know, whatever style. And that did not work, right? So now you've got Canales and Morgan who are 100% on the same page. And you've got, and you let Canales build his own staff, obviously, right? And they're all on the same page. So this is the way to do it. And this is the guy that they wanted for their style, for their schemes. And it's hard to fault him because, like I said, Leggett, sure, he might not have been my number one, but it wasn't like they went way off the board, right?
I think they went pretty far off the board, but
I don't understand where you're getting that from because nobody had this guy like – late second round or third round like Mingo
yes,
was last year.
Yes, they did a lot.
No.
Towards the end, yes, towards the end of the mock draft season, yes, they boosted him up. But I feel like he, before the mock drafts and everything, towards the end of the draft, he was a third round, late second round pick, and then he climbed up the board just like Jonathan Mingo
did. He climbed up mock draft boards.
He climbed up people's big boards too, and I still look at what I saw. He had one great season out of five. That is
concerning. That is concerning. At least it was his last one.
I'll 100% agree with that. At least it was his last one.
At least it was his most recent one.
And I do see a lot of potential in him.
Yeah.
But that's what I see. And it's a lot of potential where I'm just, maybe I've seen so much potential get wasted here so much that it's like, oh, did we really get the guy that had a lot of potential? Now, he did have more yards than Ladd McConkey and A.D. Mitchell.
I mean, honestly, at this range, you could pick holes in any of those guys. And we did.
You're right.
When we did our mock or, you know, our profiles, each one of those guys had cons. And some of those cons were significant. But here's what ESPN said as far as value for Leggett. Perfect range. Carolina watched as two receivers got drafted late in the first and traded back to land the top available receiver and the 28th overall player on the board. So, again, even if it was a stretch on some mocks or some big boards, It can't have been that much of a stretch. Like, certainly not like last year. I mean, Mingo was pretty far off.
Yeah, I will say that. Mingo was a lot further in my eyes than...
Yeah. And then TMJ, yeah, when we drafted him, he was, you know, mocked some as a first-round grade.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, I will say this. I have heard a lot of Panther fans upset that they traded to get him. Like, traded up one spot. Mm-hmm. They gave up a fifth and dropped down. They dropped, like, 100 spots.
No, it was, like, 60. I think it was 60 spots.
I do think the Bills kind of fooled Dan Morgan, but at the same time, that's who Canales really wanted. It's obvious, as he told him, that they were going to draft him. You could tell that he's enamored with him. I don't hate trading up to get that guy, that guy that your coach really wants. I don't like the player myself 100%. That being said, I am cheering for him, and I don't hate moving up the way they did to get him.
Yeah, agreed. And you know, drafting a guy in the first round gives you more control. Just gives you that extra year of control. Mm-hmm. So, I agree. I'm not upset about it. Like, I'm not mad about them trading up one spot. But I do think that they could have stood pat. But that fifth round or that fifth year seemed to be important to them. So, again, as long as they're all on the same page and what they're doing just doesn't, as long as it makes some sense, then I'm fine with it. Because I'm not an expert. I haven't talked to these guys. I haven't watched them play in person, right? So I'm happy with this. I think it's a good pick.
I'm just not going to be rosy as I saw better play from the other guys. I will be by training camp. I'm going to be all on board saying he's going to future Pro Bowler. Yeah. But I just want to give my honest opinion. I'm not trying to say he's a horrible player. I think he's a good player, and I do like his last season. But I do want him to catch with his hands more instead of his, like, jumping up body. But I also want him to learn better route tree because he doesn't have intermediate routes at all.
Well, luckily, you can teach route running. You can't teach size, 100%. And you can't teach speed, and he's got both of those. So.
Oh yeah. Dude, they said he ran 22 miles per hour. Fastest in the NFL.
It's pretty fast.
Or NCAA last year.
Yeah.
Like,
that's pretty
good. Once he could get going, dude, he's a scary, massive man running down towards you.
You know,
something Steven's dreams are about.
Dreams. Fantasies, right? No. I'm married, by the way. I have a wife.
So he says.
As long as this coaching staff is not a total disaster at teaching and, you know, building players up, and, you know, then I think this guy and the next guy we're going to talk about are just going to be really good additions. But all right, any final thoughts on Leggett before we move to the second?
I hope it's the right choice. I do like the fact that Deontay Johnson's on the outside. You got Leggett. So I'm going to mess up that name all so much. On the outside, and then you push Adam Thielen on the inside, and hopefully Mingo takes a step. I feel like that's a solid receiving core. It could be better, but I feel like it's better than it was last year, and I also feel that with this coach, hopefully we can give Bryce some alleviation, especially with the big guys up front kind of going more towards Canales' scheme. I think that's going to help Bryce a lot.
Agreed. Okay, so the Panthers originally had the 39th pick. They traded back with the Chargers. Okay, traded back to the 52nd pick. They got a 2025 second round pick. No, the Rams, excuse me. Got a 2025.
I was going to say, wait, wrong Los Angeles team.
Wrong Los Angeles team. They got a 2025 pick, and they got a fifth round pick this year. So, they got the fifth round pick back that they traded to move up to 32, you know, ish. They, not the exact pick, but a fifth round pick. And then they got a second round pick next year, which they didn't have.
I love that. Yeah. I love that this trade.
Yeah.
I think we really got a lot from the Rams. I'm not sure how good they are going to be next year, but either way, I think getting back into that second for this pick, dropping back 13 or 14 spots was a really good deal for Dan Morgan. I did like a lot of the players on the board, but I understood the move. Yeah, I felt like it was a very well thought out, pricey move to move back.
Really smart.
Pricey for the Rams.
Yeah. Really smart. And again, some of the guys that were on the board, you had Kool-Aid, the corner, on the board. Mm-hmm. You had
I would have loved.
A.D. Mitchell was on the board. You had the other corner, Dugan or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Dujay, whatever his name is. The white guy. White corner.
I mean, I hate saying it, but yeah, everybody can say white guy. And it,
you know who I'm talking about.
Top white corner, and you're like, yeah, I got them.
So Panthers trade back to 52. Then they trade up. They trade up to 46. And they trade up. They give up, I think, 2 fifth-round picks to trade up. Okay. And with the 46th pick, the Carolina Panthers select Jonathan Brooks, running back out of Texas. Some people were surprised about this.
Yes.
I think you were surprised about this.
I was not surprised by this because earlier in the day, I was told via, I forget who called it out, but they were like, oh, yeah, the Panthers are probably going to pick Jonathan Brooks in the 39th pick because they are in love with him.
Oh, okay. We hear this every year. The Panthers are in love with 50 different players.
No.
I hadn't heard anything about Jonathan Brooks until you said that you had heard something today.
Yeah, exactly, Bo. That means inner circles, though. I will say this. I feel like this organization needs to plug some holes on leaking information. like, Dave Canales and Dan Morgan, this first year,
they're
really
just so excited.
They need to tighten up the ship here. I mean, I am all fine with, you know, liking players, but let's not leak it to the other teams where I know and I have no real feelings in the I mean, if there's an insider in there that wants to talk to me, please reach out. Hey, but
mailbag at meomixpodcast.com.
Yeah. Like, but other than that, like, I shouldn't be basically knowing their picks before they pick them in the second and first round.
Yeah.
Especially late in the first or early second. Like that, no.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I don't think that any of this was real. And it just so happened to kind of line up this year. But again, I had heard that they liked a lot of guys. So I don't know. Either way, it doesn't bother me. They could do this every single year. I don't care. However, what I do care is that they took a running back. And in my opinion, and we didn't talk about any running backs in our draft profiles. And had I been more involved in the process, you know, thank God Jerry was able to put together most of these profiles and everything, because I just didn't have any time to do much of anything. But I would have wanted to talk about these two running backs that were projected to go to the top two, Brooks and then I think it was a Sermon or Simons. Because I think the Panthers needed a running back. Now, second round, you know, you could argue that it's a little high. You could also argue that taking Jonathan Brooks coming off an ACL tear is a little risky, right? Mm-hmm. And you would not be wrong. But this is a really, really talented running back. Pro comp, Aaron Jones. I've heard Le'Veon Bell. And if he can become...
I saw Jamal Charles, and I was like...
Jamal Charles. I mean, again, these are guys that are good catching and running. So it's, you know, I'm not saying that this is going to be another CMC type of productive player, but if he can give you that type of skill set where you are good catching out of the backfield and good at running, he's a three down back. I don't believe we have one of those on the roster right now.
No, I don't either.
Maybe he's not ready for the start
this
of the
year?
Season. I think he'll be here sometime this year, but you know, this year is going to be what, 4 or 5 wins, 6 wins if we're really good. So that doesn't overall concern me, but I really like the pick. you could argue, and you will, I'm sure, you know, need versus where we got him, things like that. But he's a really good player, and I think this was a need. Maybe not the most pressing need, but a need for the Panthers. Jerry.
Be negative. You know what's funny is maybe I was down mostly because I already knew the pick. I was like, oh.
Like, keep saying that.
At like 3 o'clock today, I'm listening to WFNZ, and they're like, oh, yeah, they really like Jonathan Brooks, and, you know, that's probably where they're going to go with the 39th pick. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, they're not going to pick a running back. Mm-hmm. Then they trade back, and I'm like, oh, that's more possibility. Then they trade up and grab him. That being said, I've done more research on him, as I did not do much research on a second-round running back. I do really like the player. I've watched some yeah. tape. I've read some stuff on him. Not thoroughly as much as I would like, but I get it. The guy's good, guys. He really is, and I get the understanding of even if he sits next year, if we can have that bell cow back. He's only 20 years old. He sat behind Bijan Robinson. He hasn't had much tread on the tire for a 20-year-old running back. He has speed. He has physicality. He does need to work on some things, but he has good hands. I like it, man. I like this pick more than I thought I would when it was initially called after doing my 15, 20 minutes of like research on him. And most of it's me not really – I was looking more to the Trey Bensons, the mm-hmm. you know, the fourth, fifth type of
sure. realm. Guys that backs. You would get later on, right.
Yeah, right. But when I saw him and I'm watching him, I get it. This guy is going to be good for us. I mean, he's not Miles Sanders getting a big paycheck. You got him for 4 years. He's going to be inexpensive, 20 years old. You could probably get him in a second contract before he starts to slip. I like it. It really helps Bryce out, yeah. Because you compare him with Chuba, get rid of Sanders next year, unload some cap. What can I say?
I mean,
I was wrong.
Well, no, you weren't wrong because, again, the Panthers need a corner. The Panthers need a center. Now, the center that we had both looked at went a few picks ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that really wasn't an option. And then cornerback was just like, I think there were four or five taken in a row
before the Panthers
picked. So, you know, the value may not have been there for them either. And one has not been picked since. Well, one has been picked since. So, you know, again, it was a need, not the most pressing need, but certainly a need. And if the Panthers go out and they get, you know, Stephon Gilmore, then suddenly corner doesn't look so bad, right, on this team right now. And you've got Corbett who can play center. And again, the two centers that were valued this high are gone. So I'm not sure what the other pick would have been that would have been way better than this pick, right?
No, I agree. And like I said, it's really helping out Bryce. It's mm-hmm. helping out this offense. I do worry about the defense, but at the same time, I think this offense is going to look a lot better next year, hopefully, mm-hmm. as long as we have a stupid meddling owner doesn't get in the way.
Yeah, I guess Edge.
It wasn't for that meddling kids. Yeah, I mean owner.
I guess Edge would have been probably. You know, you could have gone Edge there. There was the guy out of Western Michigan, Neyland. Marshawn Neyland. Yeah, I mean he could have been good.
I like Marshawn Neyland a lot. I do think he was more of a late round, second round pick. But
I think he went 56, so that's late second. Yeah. So the Panthers could have stayed Pat and potentially gotten him. They could have stayed Pat and potentially gotten Jonathan Brooks. You know, they may not have even needed to trade up to get him. Again,
supposedly the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, had said that he really wanted him, basically, in an interview. I mean, you got to love that senile GM who's actually, like, blurting things out in interviews.
Right.
At least our GM and coach blurted out to the players who relay it to the interviewers.
Well, the Cowboys ended up taking Neyland, so there you go. A.D. Mitchell ended up going 52, by the way, to the Colts. So He had a big fall from where, you know, people were projecting him to go. He was projected by many to be a first round pick, and I was laughed at in my mock draft contest because I had him going 39, and people were like, "Oh, there's no way he's going to drop to 39." Well, he dropped to 52. So you guys should have voted for me. Instead, you voted for an inferior draft because you thought mine was too optimistic. There you go.
I mean, by the way, for those who don't know, there was a mock draft contest that Steven and I entered in for all Panthers creators. I got to round two, and shenanigans happened where somehow I was in the lead, and then overnight, all of a sudden, the pendulum swung by like 40 votes somehow.
The bot farm came in.
Yeah.
Someone paid $10 to rig the vote. That's fine, though. You know what? It was fun.
It was fun.
Right. It was fun, but... I'll just say you guys next year we need to actually announce that we're doing this instead of just doing it and hoping people see it.
But that being, I do want to call out though that there are some decent centers out there. The Connor Williams center from Miami, he's only 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still a free agent.
Yeah.
He has a market value of $8 million. I mean, we could pick up one of these guys at least as, you know, 1 or 2 year difference. There's a horrible center called Pat Elflein that's available.
Why would you even say that, Jerry?
I just saw his name and I almost vomited in my mouth, so I had to make someone else do it too.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, the Panthers. All right. So, any other kind of thoughts on Brooks? I mean, I'm glad to hear that you've come around a bit.
Yeah, I mean, when it first happened, I wasn't too happy, but mostly because I heard that's who they were going to pick in the second round. And it really disgusted me that, you know.
Disgusted you?
Well, we it talked, disgusts.
It's funny that, we're in a chat and I was like, all right, so it's got to be corner. Or I was like, maybe running back. It might be running back. And then that's when you said, I heard that they really like Brooks. And then lo and behold, it's Brooks.
When they traded up, I knew that's who they were getting. I was like, oh, they didn't want the Dallas Cowboys to jump up and get him. Okay. Hey,
well, it worked. Ben Sano, by the way, the tight end, second tight end taken. He goes 53. So our other boy, is it Jatavion? Is that his name? Sanders.
Jatavion Sanders is still available. So
Sanders is still out there. The linebacker from NC State, is it Wilson? He's still out there.
Oh, dude, I want Wilson so bad, especially right now. I think we're a few picks away, aren't we?
I think we're 2 picks away. So we're going to do it
live.
Come
on, Wilson.
We're going to do it live.
Come on, Wilson.
Yeah.
I won't get a jersey, but I might think about it. I might buy a bootleg one.
Oh, did the Panthers trade it? They traded out of the pick.
Oh, son of a... All right.
Did they trade all the way out of the third? I don't even see him on the board anymore.
All right. Steven, we'll be right back.
Okay. All right, and we're back. So the Panthers did trade down to 72. When we left, we weren't sure where that was because ESPN hadn't updated yet. But they are at 72, and the latest pick here is 71. So the Panthers are about to take their next player here. Jerry... While we're waiting, let's go ahead and grade the first 2 picks that we've made. All right, so
I thought we did this already.
We didn't give letter grades.
Oh,
we didn't give letter grades.
All right, so letter
Xavier Legette.
I am going to go C+, just because I feel like he was the coach's pick, but I feel like there was other players on the board that would have been a better pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very hopeful for him.
Okay. I'm going to go
very physical freak and I like him, but it just felt like
I'm going to go solid B. Solid B. Mm-hmm. I like the pick. There were guys that I liked a little more, but I think he has upside. So I'm going to give it a B. Next pick, Jonathan Brooks. I think I'm going to go B+ again.
I'm going to go B+ too. Yeah. Actually, that was.
Yeah.
My decision.
There were other guys, you know, potentially other needs on the board, but and then, you know, I think it would be an A if he was fully healthy and and all that. But yeah. Gonna go B plus just because of the ACL and
torn ACL on running backs is a little iffy.
It can be a little certainly not as bad as it used to be, right? But no. But yeah, it's a real thing. So we'll see. All right, so the Panthers are up. The pick
is in, but.
Ish,
but
they're going to commercial because the anytime the Panthers pick, they go to commercial.
Especially later rounds, it's like, hey, Panthers are on, ratings are down. Let's go,
yeah. So you know, speculation here. Let's just kind of look here. We've got,
you know, my best available is
Peyton Wilson,
out of North Carolina State,
linebacker. You love that guy. We both love that guy.
4.3 speed. Yep. Can play any position at the linebacking core. I think he would fit great in Evero's system.
6'4", 233. Yeah, TJ Tampa, yeah. Corner.
Out of Iowa State, like another versatile corner. I think this team needs a corner.
Yep.
So
yep.
We'll see.
There's a safety, Jaden Hicks, out of Washington State. He's fairly high rated. Let's see. I'm just kind of clicking around here. There's a guard, a couple guards that are fairly highly rated. Tight end, of course, you know, I'd be extremely thrilled if they went Jatavion Sanders here. He's the second rated tight end in the class. So that would be awesome. Spencer Rattler would just throw the fan base into chaos. That'd be fun.
I like Spencer Rattler, too. That's what's sad. I think that guy could become something very good, but. I agree. I don't think you'd take him right here.
Definitely not. He's definitely not going. I mean, and there's some wide receivers still on the board. Troy Franklin's out there. Jalen McMillan's out there. So those guys are.
Dude, if they take Jordan Franklin, Jadavian Sanders, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with loading up that receiving core? I mean, Thielen's long in the tooth and, you know. Deontay Johnson is not going to be here next year, most likely. So
yeah, it's possible, but I mean, you know, I feel like we've been missing a good receiving tight end since Olsen, so that would be great to have. And I don't mind loading up on offense. It does feel like they'll probably go defense here.
Defense, yeah.
Just because they haven't yet, and defense has been a serious need. So, you know, corner obviously is kind of the big one that we're looking at. So TJ Tampa, as you kind of mentioned, ESPN has him rated as the 46th overall player. So that'll be good value in terms of, you know, where he's kind of being, being listed as a couple.
I mean,
others.
He was someone I was looking at 39. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Legitimately a good corner. Like he may not be the best overall, but a number two, good solid number two. Nothing's wrong with that, especially in the third round.
Yeah.
Especially when all you have is J.C. Horn and Dane Jackson.
Right. A couple of long snappers here that could be potential.
Matt Rhule's not coaching this team anymore.
Actually, there aren't even any long snappers listed here. They have four kickers listed. And three punters.
I still say, if we didn't have a long snapper, and a long snapper picked in the sixth or seventh round is not the end of the world. But the problem is we had, like, J.J. Jansen.
Yeah.
Such a stud.
We have a machine of a long snapper. All right. Pick us in. Panthers are going to be coming up to the podium here. Masin Muhammad will be coming up to the podium here in a minute.
Is he coming again?
I think,
phrasing,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, there he is. He's walking out. He's walking out right now. He's coming.
Okay, I'm behind.
All right, Jerry. That's fine.
Hulu and my computer just cannot, like, get that fast going on.
With the 72nd pick, the 2024 NFL Draft.
Ooh.
Carolina Panthers select.
I am not familiar with him.
Trevon Wallace. Okay, linebacker.
Linebacker.
Well, they went linebacker.
Not the linebacker I want. I wonder if Peyton Willis's physicals aren't coming back good. Because that dude is so good.
So Trevin Wallace, I mean, Dan Morgan knows a linebacker, right? Like, you know, if he knows any position, it's going to be linebacker. So let's see. He was rated as the fifth overall linebacker.
4.5 speed, 37.5 yep. Vertical. SEC all freshman team, played in 12 games, started 12 games last year, 80 tackles, 8.5 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks as team captain. NFL strengths. Again, I don't know this guy, so I'm not going to really knock him at all. I'm just going to read off what he is. Explosive athlete, rangy with good chase down gallop to the sideline. Burst and change of direction make him a toolsy rusher. I do like that. Hands are very sticky when he gets his chance to take the ball away. Lateral agility to expand his short area. Now, weaknesses. Play recognition. Football instincts are lacking. Don't like that.
Okay.
Frequently fooled by misdirection. I mean, that kind of plays into that first part. Lacks patience and leverage in his scrap, allowing cutback lanes to runners pulled out of position by bait routes. Pass rush could use more elusiveness. Okay, so he needs to get smarter at football. That's basically what I read.
And hey, you've got Dan Morgan and you've got Luke Kuechly, both probably very willing to help him. And that ain't bad. You got those two guys.
It's not.
Those are two really smart players. This feels like a bit of a reach. Think you could have gotten this guy maybe even in the fourth round.
Yeah. I like Wilson so much. But
yeah. He's small, too. He's 6'1". That's a little small for a linebacker, I think.
Yeah, 237 though. He has some beef on him.
Yeah, he's beefy, but it's a little small for a linebacker.
It is, so. But it's not the end of the world. I think 6'1" is not.
I don't know.
It's a shorter end.
Was Wilson projected to be a good 3-4 linebacker?
He was a very versatile linebacker. Okay. He had like 4.3 speed. Like that dude is. Oh. God, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But hey, again, who am I to tell Dan Morgan, you know,
one of the better
linebackers in Panthers history, what to do with a linebacker? So you got to trust him. You got to trust that he knows what he's talking about when it comes to that position for sure.
I mean, he was a 4-star recruit, so he definitely has talent. Physically, let me see it. He actually, height, weight, and bench is actually all average.
Mm-hmm.
But his vertical, 40-yard dash, 20-yard split is great, according to those relative athletic scores.
Right. Okay. But. So, I don't know. I'm going to give this like a C.
I am too. I got to wait and see
maybe
how
an
he
incomplete.
Pans out.
Yeah, because I just don't know a lot about him. He was not on my board. I did not mock draft him in any mock drafts. I don't know anything about him, so I'll have to.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some research. So right now we're gonna
see. I'm watching his highlights now.
Yeah, I mean, he could be good. If they were gonna take linebacker, we both preferred Wilson, but
Wilson.
That wasn't the way it went. So, all right. So, I mean, unless the Panthers trade back into the third round, which is not impossible here, this is a long round. Lots of compensatory picks. The Panthers don't have any. This should wrap it up for day two.
100%. Our first time for the draft this year. I hope this goes well. I mean, right now I'm iffy, but I feel like I'm also a little iffy just because of, you know, I've been burned so many times lately by this team.
Yeah, I mean, again, we have to keep in mind this is a brand new front office. People making these decisions have not been in that position
in that position.
Right.
Dan Morgan was still in the
room last year. But he wasn't the decision maker, right? And last year, again, it was just so chaotic.
Yeah,
so chaotic.
I really can't blame Dan Morgan for last year. Like last year was just a S show. Yeah, I mean,
it was a total S show for sure. snail show. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. We'll be back. Maybe we'll try to come back like Wednesday or not Wednesday, Sunday.
We got to record tomorrow for that Giants podcast.
Well, yeah, so we're going to be on a Giants podcast tomorrow. They're just basically having some people in from different teams to kind of chat a bit. Hang on, and I'll tell you the name of the podcast just in case you want to tune in. It is the Big Blue in the Bronx podcast. So we'll be talking some Panthers. We'll probably be talking a lot of Brian Burns, considering he has gone to the Giants.
Yeah.
They'll probably have some questions about him, and we'll see how they feel. But, yeah, we'll be on that podcast. I don't know if they're going to do it live or if they're recording and they're just going to, you know, throw it up. I have no idea. But I'm going to check it out. Check it out. Otherwise, we'll talk to you guys again. I think maybe Sunday we'll kind of record a draft recap and talk about everything. So, Jerry, lead us out.
All right. We want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter at Meow Mix Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at meowmixpodcast.com. Wait. Mailbag at meowmixpodcast.com. Hey, I didn't have my script up here.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well done, Jerry. So we'll be back on Sunday. And until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep pounding.